The scripture for this morning comes from John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and God is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that don't produce fruit, and he trims any branch that does produce fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch can't produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you can't produce fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. If you don't remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. God is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way prove that you are my disciples.
There are a few things that I cannot not get along with, like chocolate. I have to have that at least once a day. Amen? Right? Yes, yes. And I think Anitra and I are going to go for French fries today. That's another love that I have. And books. I love books. And when you have ADHD like me, you're usually reading about five at a time or six. Let me show you what I'm doing right now. One is Simple Spirituality and Service by Bruce Epperly, one of my professors. I think I'm his favorite student, right, Bruce? Okay, got that. Then Zealot, which I read years ago when my now boyfriend, he doesn't know it, Reza Eslan wrote it. Now I'm doing this. Some friends back in Illinois wanted to study this, so on Monday nights I'm doing a book study with them, teaching them about the real Jesus. No, he wasn't from Rome. Okay. And then, let's do this in order. Let's see. Then I was listening to NPR one day. Oh, I forgot that book. Well, I was listening to NPR one day, and somebody has written about all the lost restaurants and amusement parks of Orange County, restaurants, so I got that book. So when I was getting that book, then I said, oh, American Genocide. Well, that's a nice topic. So I gotta get that too. So I've started that. Then, a book that I'm in actually. So I'm a contributor to this book. It just got released. It's Process, How to Do Worship and Process, which you do it all the time. I have all the queer liturgies in the back. That's me. Okay. All right. So I don't really need to read this one, do I? But, and then I've got, if I'm tired of American Genocide, then I start reading Mussolini's Shadow. So I'm in the middle of that. And this is Mussolini's daughter. It's about her and her hubby, who had been the foreign minister, and how they got all these papers out of Italy. They actually spied for us. It's a really good, so that's kind of fun. And then Finding the Mother Tree, at which you got some quotes, and we are going to be doing this as a study on Wednesdays on the patio or online, whenever we want to do it online. I highly recommend, and then we'll be talking about it two chapters at a time. So, and then of course, the Bible. I read that every week, right? So I can come up with something for you on Sundays. And you know what? All these words, it's kind of confused me. So this week, I'm here last week reading to you about trees, telling you about trees and how we're supposed to just let them grow. Let them be. Let the mycelium connect like an avatar. Have you seen Avatar? James Cameron was totally influenced by this author, and now I know he was. And so you see all the life forms and everything growing. And then lo and behold, we have God telling us that God wants us to cut plant life. Do you see my conundrum? Which is true? Both, right? Yes. Because this, I kept reading and kept reading, and I went to arborists, and I went to these guys called the good growers, and I checked them out. Because then pruning, I'm like, what is pruning, really? I mean, I know what pruning is, but what is pruning, and who's it for? Because see, now I'm way over here, you know, being hippy-dippy like I am, right? And like, oh, let it go, let it be, let it flow, right? And then I'm over here and it's like, well, no, everything needs a trim now and then. And then I discovered, wait a minute. Keep thinking, Monica, keep reading. Don't let your attention deficit take you over there. Stay with it. This is about particularities, right? So fungi or mushrooms, which everybody seems to be back into again, they need to grow. In fact, you don't pick mushrooms and you don't prune mushrooms. This is what I learned in my reading. You forage for them. And you better know what ones you're getting, right? So they are the ones that need to live and grow wild and let the forest and the mycelium talk to each other and let that energy go. But grapes need to be trimmed and pruned so that the fruit can grow. Because if you let the wildness happen there, they can't receive the sun and they shrivel up and die. So it's about particularity. And these folks in Jesus' time, of course, know about grapes and know about vines. So when Jesus is saying that God is the vineyard keeper and you are the vine, and pruning is actually an act of taking care of instead of making for profit. See, that's where I was having my little capitalist fight with myself. So it's about taking care. And then one of these arborists put it this way, and you know I'm going to get this one really quick. It said, it's like getting a haircut. I'm like, oh, that totally makes sense, right? I know about hair. So it's about not growing. It's about growing well. And so here is God saying, you are going to grow well because I'm going to make sure that everything is trimmed. And you have to make sure that everything is trimmed and not go wild. It's in the word of Elsa from Frozen that I just repeat all the time. She says, let it go, let it go, let it go. God is reminding us that in order to live well, in order to live on God's path, there are some times we need to get rid of dead shrubs. Amen? We sometimes need to get rid of things that keep us from God. Amen? And what could those things be? And that's where God says, well, trust me, but I also trust you to discern. Maybe it's a relationship that isn't life-giving. Maybe it is a French fry, right? Maybe it's food or stuff that you're intaking that is not life-giving. Maybe it is partaking in stuff that's not life-giving. Like, have you noticed how much gambling is now connected with sports? not life-giving. And I'll never forget sitting next to somebody, and he's like, you know, you really should start doing this. It makes the game so much more exciting when you know you have $300 riding on it. Okay. No, prune. Nope, no. Right? Not life-giving. So the folks, again, our disciples are all the time going, how do we do this thing? How do we do this thing? Well, we nurture each other. We look for things that are life-giving. Water, right? To prune, you also need to water, right? You need to prune also allows the sun to get to the grape, right? So as you're going forth this day, think of things that you need to prune from your life. Just giving you a moment there. Think of things you need to prune for your life. Because when you're pruning, that means you get to make room for something new and for something that is life-giving. Take a class. It might lead to a new job, right? Pick a hobby. It might be what are our flowers on an Easter day. You never know. Read a book. Take on. Learn something new about the universe, about life, about each other. So, let's have faith. Because you know what happens when you prune? I learned. You get fruit. And so I was at one of my friends' house this week, and I love this tradition. We Southern Californians should get this text better than anybody else. I love the tradition that when you are visiting somebody, you get an orange in Orange County. The fruit, that's what it's all about. You prune so you can offer to someone else the fruit that is life. So when you are feeling down and out, just remember someone will have a fruit for you and that you know how the fruit was made. By love, by care, by attention, and by getting rid of the mucky muck so that life can come through. Amen? Amen. Amen.